Antar takes legal dispute against BetMGM to next level. BetMGM's legal hurdles seem not to be going anywhere soon as it faces yet another challenge, this time from a known individual, Sam A. Antar. Antar is persisting in his legal battle against the operator despite a New Jersey district judge's decision to dismiss the case earlier this year. Antar has now filed an appeal with the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. In 2023, Antar filed a lawsuit against Borgata Casino, BetMGM, and MGM Resorts, alleging that the companies exploited his gambling addiction problem by failing to implement responsible gambling measures and allowing him to lose $30 million through online and in-person gambling. In his complaint, Antar specifically accused VIP account managers Quinton Hogan and Jerry Liang of allegedly offering him bonuses and urging him to continue depositing funds on the site despite exhibiting apparent signs of problem gambling. Furthermore, Antar alleged that the online casino platforms would often experience technical issues just when he was about to receive a large payout. At the time, MGM filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, stating that the allegations were baseless and lacked legal merit. Judge Arleo rules against Antar. In February this year, Judge Madeline Cox Arleo tossed the case, ruling that the New Jersey Consumer Fraud Act, CFA, did not apply, as the gambling industry is specifically regulated by the New Jersey Casino Control Act, CCA. Additionally, the judge stated that casinos in the state have no legal responsibility to prevent problem gamblers from continuing to wager with funds they do not have. New appeal raises different questions. Despite being incarcerated for unrelated fraud, Antar continues his lawsuit against BetMGM. His appeal challenges Judge Arleo's ruling that the Casino Control Act, CCA, takes precedence over the Consumer Fraud Act, CFA, in New Jersey. The appeal also questions whether the Casino Control Commission has jurisdiction over this matter, as it involves a consumer protection issue rather than a regulatory violation. The appeal cites previous cases where the CCA superseded the CFA in casino-related matters. The brief noted that the CCA only prevails when the issue at hand is specifically regulated by the casino control. Supreme Court to hear $3 million jackpot dispute. Antar's new appeal marks the second player-related court case BetMGM would be facing in recent weeks. Last month, the Michigan Supreme Court announced that it would be hearing the case of a woman who claimed she won a $3 million jackpot on BetMGM, and the operator refused to pay her, citing a technical glitch. While BetMGM won at the district and appeals level, the Supreme Court will determine whether the MGCB's decision to uphold BetMGM's denial of the jackpot is binding or if it can potentially overturn it.